things to do in Jeddah. Jeddah is one of the most famous cities of Saudi Arabia and holds major attractions for tourists all around the world. Filled with sights like the amazing floating mosque and the Silver Sands Beach, Jeddah contains beautiful destinations and places for anyone to relish. In addition, its huge malls are all comfortable. When to go? Winter is the best time to go to Jeddah, as the temperatures are lower in this time period. The winter season begins in October and goes through March. Temperatures tend to stay within the range of 20 and 30 degrees Celsius. Jeddah is the gateway to Mecca, which is flooded with pilgrims during the season of Hajj, so avoid it at this time. Summers in Jeddah are sweltering and humid and temperatures can go well above 40 degrees Celsius. In the summers, a festival called Jeddah Kheer is held in the city. July is the hottest month. During this festival, there are many fairs, including about 250 kinds of events consisting of competitions, exhibitions of photography and fine arts. The winter is ideal. However, if you want to actually enjoy the outdoors and take part in the activities happening around, presenting a compilation of the top things to do while in the city of Jeddah. King's Fountain. This fountain, also known as King FAHD's Fountain, reaches a towering 853 feet. It's known as the world's tallest fountain and it's anything but ordinary. You can see it from anywhere in Jeddah, but you absolutely must see it up close. It was donated by the King of Saudi Arabia to the city. Thus, the name. Construction started between 1980 and 1983. The water used in the fountain is from the Red Sea and is not fresh water. The best parts are the lights that illuminate the fountain at night. There are over 500 of them. The fountain is very well maintained, such that it has never stopped working in its over 20 years of construction. Amazing technology has been installed in the system to prevent the salty Red Sea water from eroding the metal. At night, the King's Fountain is one of the most heavenly views on the planet. The lighting with the water being thrown up at night is a beauty. This sight can be very romantic if you choose the right time. Whether you go in the day or at night, you absolutely have to take pictures. So go on and enjoy this fabulous attraction. Al Tayyabat International City. One of the grandest buildings in the city of Jeddah, this museum is worth a visit. With its beautiful and typical architecture, the Al Tayyabat International City is one of the most visited places by tourists from all around the world. The museum is an entire city itself, saturated with history. Divided into 300 rooms in 12 buildings, each represents a different culture, the Al Tayyabat International City is vast and worth exploring. The museum was originally the palace of the late Sheikh Abdul Rauf Kalil, a wealthy merchant dedicated to making museums all across Jeddah. The palace has Hijazi architecture and is made from Red Sea coral block and limestone. The building is actually more than 300 years old, but the inside has a state-of-the-art system with new installations, specialized equipments and scientific libraries. The displays in the museum include items collected by Kalil himself over his many years. You will find exquisitely preserved Islamic manuscripts, amazing furniture, beautiful pottery and coins dating back to centuries past. You will also discover the old architectural style of work done with wood, gypsum and stone, a testament to the living style of people in ancient times. The best rooms in the museum show life preserved just as it used to be in ancient Saudi Arabia. It covers almost all the regions of the country. Going about, you will find the house of a poor fisherman and the room of a newly married bride filled with luxuries, taking you all the way back in history. The best thing would be to get a guide who can get you to the best places of the museum, so you can save time and not roam about missing out on the better details. So make sure you visit this place with ample time on your hands and explore the history of Arabia firsthand. Al Balad. This is one of the busiest districts of Jeddah. Tourists come to admire the 7th century architecture that can be found here. The best part of this old design is the juxtaposition of state-of-the-art buildings standing right next to the ancient ones. It's an intriguing mix of modern and old. Lined with famous historical mosques, the traditional markets known as souks, in modern malls, Al Balad is one of the most interesting places in the city of Jeddah. It consists of a maze of tight-knit alleys, streets, piazzas and quadrangles which all group together to protect one from the harsh Arabian sun. The buildings are mostly made from limestone and some are crumbling, but the most noticeable things are the beautiful carvings on the windows and the doors of the buildings. It's all intricately designed and a sight to behold, especially if you enjoy historic architecture with beautiful detail. You can find a whole range of goods from the sites of Al Balad, including traditional gold or silver jewelry, aromatic spices, oils, herbs, or even electronic devices. This place is indeed a shopper's paradise, so try to take some time out to visit these claustrophobic alleys and get some magnificent stuff. The Floating Mosque of Jeddah. Trying to look for some more magnificent views in Jeddah. The Floating Mosque is a must-see, especially at sunset. Although the mosque at Al-Shati is white, depending on the time that you visit, you can find the entire mosque enlightened. If you look closely at the pillars of the mosque, you will notice how it seems as if the whole structure is floating. The Floating Mosque of Jeddah is open to all people, whether they want to pray or just take a tour of the mosque. While walking inside the mosque, you will notice how beautifully and tastefully it has been decorated. The interior is remarkable. While some things inside the mosque are very modern and state-of-the-art, the architecture is a mix of old and new. The surroundings are lovely. You will find a meditation place which is spotless and interesting to see. Take a walk on the Corniche Road to get more perspectives of the floating mosque. Grab your camera and try going at sunset. At this time, the tides tend to be higher, giving the effect that the mosque is actually floating on water. At night, the sight of glittering lights and the aura of the mosque combine, making it all very magical. The view of this mosque is a must and highly recommended. Silver Sands Beach. Care to go for a swim? The Silver Sands Beach in Jeddah is known to be one of the best private beaches. Every possible activity is provided here. There is snorkeling with the marine life present there. Then there is swimming for adults and children. The white sands are the most alluring part of the beach, creating a picturesque meeting with the azure blue of the sea. There are some amazing restaurants present on the beach, all with really good food, so all you need to do is come and relax. Lie down in the sun for some sunbathing if you want a tan. Try to go boating on the water if you're looking for something a little more exciting. One popular activity is to fly kites on your boat. For this, you need the right time and the right kinds of winds, so check the weather before you leave for the beach. You can even pack a small picnic bag for the beach and just sit on the sand and watch a beautiful beach sunset. Plan your day on the beach and enjoy a bit of natural relaxation. Be at Nassif. Another one of the known historical sites of Jeddah, this place is preserved and still kept because of the government of the country. This site holds a 700-year-old flag mast and a 15th-century cannon kept for the enjoyment of the public. In 1990, when the Arab authorities settled and established the Historical Area Preservation Department to preserve the old structures of the city, the Beit Nassif House was one of them. Slightly renovated, it dates back to the 1800s. The building is a five-story house which holds a mix of both modern and traditional architecture and gives tourists a chance to see the blend of both in one place. The Nassifs were one of the merchant clans of Saudi Arabia. The building might look a little weird, but it has been a highly prominent structure as it has been one of the sites which has hosted many events. It has also been a host to famous figures like the king and founder of Saudi Arabia, King Abdulaziz ibn Saud. Take a walk to this place and admire the architecture of this beautiful building which now entertains people mostly as a museum. It is amazing to look at the blend of modern architecture and the older traditional architecture of Jeddah. Jeddah Aquarium. The Fakie Aquarium, Jeddah is an incredible opportunity to spend some family time together while giving your children education about the marine life. The staff and guides are always there to explain the different species of marine life in the Red Sea and how to differentiate between each of them. This is the place where you will find 200 kinds of different marine animals in 155 separate exhibits. These include sea lions, dolphin shows and displays every day. The dolphin shows along with the sea lion shows are hugely successful and guaranteed to be excellent entertainment for your family. The Fakie Aquarium is a relatively new attraction, as it was built in January of 2013, but it is a major tourist site. It is the greatest aquarium to be found in the city of Jeddah. The main purpose of its construction was